Good evening for the second time tonight, Father.
Good evening, Moxie. How are you?
Good. Great, fantastic, amazing, magical.
Just magical?
All of those.
Have you had a good day?
Yeah. And the reason that I said good evening, Father, for the second time tonight is because before this episode, we accidentally started this episode, but forgot to record Dad. So it was technically just me talking like blah 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 blah.
But only for 20 seconds, so
yeah,
we're okay.
Only for 20 seconds, which is not a long time, actually.
Yeah, mistakes happen. So, again, how are you doing?
Amazing, fantastic, magical, unicorn, horn, sky, clouds, brush, table.
So, jeez. It's been 2 weeks since we've recorded.
Yeah.
We've missed two episodes.
But that's because we have just been tired and just forgot. I forgot about it. You remember, but didn't remind me.
No, I didn't, because I wanted you to be the one to say, hey, Dad, let's record.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it feels like I'm pulling you away from something when I ask you, hey, let's go ahead and record. So the question I have, is this something that you want to stick around and keep doing?
Yes, and the audience? Okay, yeah, they all agreed with
me. Mm-hmm.
They all said they wanted to keep listening to us.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, what we have done so that this doesn't happen again is you've set up a reminder on your phone, haven't you?
Yeah, set up a reminder.
So that it goes off every Sunday to say, hey, podcast, correct?
Yeah, because, well, the reason we record on Sunday for everyone saying in their mind, hey, why do they only record on Sunday? Sorry. It's because Dad needs to edit them. And sometimes it can take a while. And then he publishes them on Monday. That's why we're called Mondays with Moxie.
Yeah, and we wouldn't be able to do a good... If we tried to record it on a Monday after both of us had gone to school and work, we'd be just too tired, I think, to really have a decent podcast, I think.
Yeah. Let's talk about now situations.
Okay, now situations. What's on your mind that you want to talk about? Anything specific?
What's happening tomorrow?
Talk Like a Pirate Day is tomorrow.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, really?
September 19th is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
There's also another thing.
Oh, it's Monday. That's why we record on a Sunday, right?
No, there's another thing.
What is it?
It's Mom's birthday.
That is right. We are celebrating your mom's birthday, and we all have the day off, so we're going to do something for her in the morning. What are we doing?
We're making her breakfast in bed.
You don't need a whisper.
Okay. Can she not hear us?
No, she can't. The door is shut downstairs.
Yeah. And we're making her breakfast in bed.
And what things are we going to include?
I was about to say pancakes again. Waffles.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon. Eggs. And you're going to make her an egg thingy.
An egg thingy. So
an egg muffin.
She's going to have a bacon egg sandwich.
Bacon egg sandwich.
Yes.
With pancakes on the side.
With waffles on the side.
With waffles on the side. I keep mixing that up.
Yeah, I don't like making pancakes because I have to make a pancake one at a time in the skillet that we have, and that's a big pain in the butt.
So yeah.
I've got her some toaster waffles. We're going to butter those up, bring them up. She's going to have some sausages as well.
So, oh, yay.
And going to make her a nice cup of coffee and bring all that up to her and have her a nice birthday breakfast in bed. We've got all her gifts ready to go. And we will give those to her in the morning as well. Same with birthday cards. And then tomorrow, we will just sit about the house.
And do nothing.
I'm probably going to game on my Xbox or PlayStation. You're going to stare at your phone, watch YouTube videos and TikTok.
And play Roblox.
And play Roblox on your iPad. And
mom's
going to just relax because it's a day she doesn't have to do anything.
And scroll through Instagram and look at all the bad news.
No, she's not going to do any of that. She's going to relax.
Yeah, she's going to chillax.
we've got that going on tomorrow, but it has been 2 weeks. What is something that you've been trying out at school?
Brass and violin.
Yeah.
And guess what?
What?
I got a letter from my brass. I got a letter to like join in my brass club.
Very cool.
I'm going to be playing the trombone.
That's going to be crazy because it's going to be noisy in our house.
And it's going to be really hard to pull this little thingy thing.
I don't know what it's actually officially called. It's just a sliding arm is what it is. And that changes the
tone, like it goes,
changes what note is being played.
Yeah, like if you push it away from you, it goes boo. And then if you push it forward to you, it goes beep.
Yeah, the shorter the distance of the piping, the higher the note. So that's going to be very cool.
A thing I'm worried about, though.
Okay, what are you worried about?
What happens if I get a violin letter as well?
Then you get the option to choose which instrument you want to try to play.
Yeah, which one would you have chosen?
Oh, I don't know. I really like the violin.
Yeah, I would want to choose the violin as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, one, it's not as noisy.
Okay.
Two, it's fun. So is trombone and stuff, but violin's a bit funner. And three, the reason I like it is because of the bow. I really like the bows. Like the bow, yeah, I don't know why, but I just like it.
Hopefully you'll get a letter from the violin teacher.
And if I don't, I'll still have the brass.
Yeah, you've got both of them as an option. And in theory, you may get the violin one, and you get to choose that one. If you don't, you're still interested in the brass one as well.
Yeah. Also, at a school, we've been learning French, and this Friday, there's a French cafe. But all I'd be able to get there is fruit and drinks, because everything else is a baguette, crepes, a baguette with cheese.
Everything was stuffed with gluten, you mean?
Yeah, everything has gluten in it.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I would have really liked to try a baguette.
It's just fancy bread. You know, whenever we have garlic bread here in the house, you know, when we put it in the oven, those are baguettes, just with cheese or garlic and butter on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different type of sandwich. They're really good. And you and I and Mom have looked around and found gluten-free versions of a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bummed that the cafe thing that you're going to be doing as part of your French lessons and stuff is going to have something that you can't have.
Yeah, it's a big bummer, but at least I'll be able to have the fruit because there's bananas and I love bananas.
Bananas are good, I agree.
You said that I said that I don't like bananas. I've never said that. I said that I like bananas.
In the past, you have said that you don't like bananas.
Well, I may have, and I don't know, but
it's
okay. Yeah.
It's all right. If you don't like them and you now do like them, your tastes can change.
Yeah.
And that's okay. There's a lot of foods that I eat now that I didn't eat as a kid or even as a teenager. And if I looked back, I just would be a little like, why didn't you eat those things? Those were good. They tasted good. They're good for you. Everything else.
Yeah.
But I eat different things now.
And actually, I'll what to talk about, but I still want to talk. Have you ever got that feeling like you don't know what to talk about, but you want... Oh, we can talk about what we got Mom for her birthday.
If you want to.
Okay.
We can do that.
Yeah.
What did you pick out for your mom?
So I got her a not a big t-shirt, but I got her a baggy t-shirt that says coffee is everything in the fancy writing.
Yeah, nice little script.
Yeah, and it's just plain white with that at the top and that's it.
A nice big bedtime t-shirt. Think of it as a night shirt.
And I got her a bath bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And a card. And that's it. I couldn't decide on a book to get her because they were all very expensive because I was using my own money to get these.
Yeah, you have your own bank account now and your own bank card. And through that app that we have with it, you have chores and tasks that you do, and you can mark them as done. And then me and Mom can reward you with the money for those. And it's put into your bank account. And yesterday, you and I went to go do some last-minute birthday shopping for your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that you just talked about was stuff you paid for with your own money.
Yep.
How cool is that?
Cool. I didn't get her her own. Well, I didn't get her a book that I picked out for her because they were all too expensive for me to get.
The books do get a little expensive, but...
Well, the ones that I wanted to get her, yeah.
Yes.
One of them was £20. It's one that she would have really enjoyed. It was a manga, but it was £20.
Yeah, mangas tend to be expensive.
Yeah.
So I got her the third book in a book series by a guy named Richard Osman. They're murder mystery books. And this one we got for her.
Is The Bullet That Missed.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I think
them.
It's The Bullet That Missed.
And it's signed by him as well.
Yeah.
So that's very cool. I got her a t-shirt too.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, from Death Note. That's what I got her a t-shirt of. One of the characters from that.
Were you about to forget?
Oh, I'm always forgetting stuff because I would have remembered when Mom opened it and go, oh, yeah, that's what we got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great having those kind of surprises in life when you can't remember things.
Yeah. The type of bath bomb I got her was just, I don't know what it looks like, but I think it's just either a rainbow or a watermelon or just a ball.
I can't remember what the flavor was either, but it's one that she'll enjoy.
It doesn't tell you the flavor.
I don't remember.
The color or whatever it is. It's just a small little one about, Dad, can you tell the listeners how?
About the size of a golf ball.
Yeah, about the size of a golf ball. But yeah, that's what I got her and got her cute little card.
Yeah, you spent a long time writing in that card, though.
Yeah, there was a lot that I wrote. I can't remember everything that I wrote, but I wrote a lot.
It was a really nice thing to say about your mom, and I think
you
don't need to tell anyone that you said. That's a letter that was for her, but I think it was very awesome and very much from the heart.
Uh-huh. And the front picture of the card was... two bunnies in this magical looking forest that was really realistic and pretty. And they were brown bunnies and they were just so cute. And I picked it out because I thought of a sentence for the start of it.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was picking out cards, and I was like, oh, this one would go really good with that sentence.
So, what are you and I going to do tonight as one little gift for your mom?
Sleep on the couch.
We're giving her the whole bed to herself to let her sleep in. No pets.
No pets.
No me. No you.
No. Dad, can you tuck me in, please?
Exactly. You and I are going to hang out downstairs on the couch and just let her have the room peacefully to herself.
Mm-hmm. And no 5 o'clock in the morning. Dad, can you tuck me in, please?
Yep. No you getting up in the middle of the night needing to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
But I think let's go ahead and close out.
Yep. Well, it's going to be less than this, but we've recorded for 14 minutes, which is good. And thank you for listening to our podcast. We've got a Patreon you can go support us on. We would really appreciate that. We've got a merch store, link down below. Thank you for listening. Bye.